This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. After 3 days of negotiations between members of the House and Senate, both chambers approved the state's 2016 budget yesterday afternoon. As Ashton Mara reports, Republicans led the crafting of the budget for the first time in more than 80 years. But that didn't keep some of the party's members from voting against it.
The House of Delegates gaveled in first Wednesday afternoon to consider House Bill 2016, the budget for the upcoming fiscal year. Seven members of the House and seven members of the Senate served as the budget conferees, negotiating the differences between the two chambers' appropriations and coming down to a final agreement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee of conference on the disagreeing
House Finance Chair Eric Nelson presented the budget to members, taking questions about specific areas of interest. The agreed-to budget bill includes the restoration of some funds for higher education, free clinics, and children and family services the governor proposed cutting. It also includes increases for the state police, tourism, and veterans programs.
Items that all would have been cut in the governor's budget. And if I just go through some of these, the 7.4 back into higher ed, 11.5 back into roads, you know, we added $4 million to the state troopers. If you add all those up, we're even. We're even if we really wanted to be. But I think the committee and everybody else here felt that it was much more important to restore some of these line items, even if it is meant to go into our so-called savings account just a little bit.
That little bit totals nearly $23 million in rainy day money to balance the 2016 budget. And using those funds is why Republican Delegate Patrick Lane says he could not vote for the bill.
I just, quite frankly, think that we could have gone back through and found a half of 1% of our general revenue that we could have looked at a little tighter.
But Lane wasn't the only member of the House who opposed the budget bill. 12 members voted no, including Democratic Delegate Jim Morgan.
If you look to the horizon of the financial income of West Virginia, I don't see any buckets of money in the sky to dump money on us to make things happen.
Morgan has repeatedly proposed increasing the state's sales and use tax by 1 cent. Of the 12 no votes in the House, only two were Democrats. In the Senate, all eight nay votes came from Democrats. While some of those in opposition asked questions of Senate Finance Chair Mike Hall, none stood to speak against the bill. The approved budget now heads to the governor for a signature. Governor Tomlin does have the power to veto line items within the bill to reduce funding for some programs, but he does not have the power to increase or reappropriate any of those funds. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.
This is West Virginia Morning at 7:47. Mostly cloudy skies today with a chance of rain. Temperatures in the 40s to near 50 degrees. Rain continues tonight. Sleet and snow possible in the eastern mountains. Overnight lows in the 30s. Mostly cloudy on Friday and Friday night with a chance of rain. Daytime highs in the 40s and 50s. Sunny and clear this weekend with daytime temperatures reaching the 50s and 60s.
Support for West Virginia Public Broadcasting is provided by the West Virginia Division of Rehabilitation Services, enabling and empowering workers with disabilities to meet business workforce needs. Employer services at wvdrs.org.
Yesterday, we heard about a therapy dog named Paca, who works in a Kanawha County elementary school. Paca was trained by prison inmates in Kansas. But about 8 years ago, a similar training program launched in West Virginia prisons. In the second part of this series, Roxy Todd visits one of the state's prisons where service dogs are being trained.
The prison yard is surrounded by razor wire fencing. About 50 men are outside wearing khaki jumpsuits and orange jackets. In many ways, this could be any other medium security prison, except that there are about 15 golden retrievers being led around on leashes in the sunlight. St. Mary's is one of five state prisons in West Virginia that trains service dogs as part of a program called Paws for People. The program started in 2007 at the Hazleton Federal Prison in Preston County, and a couple of years ago it moved to the state prisons. Stefan is an inmate here, and for the last 10 months, he's been working to train an English cream Labrador retriever named Leo.
Since I have had Leo, he has taught me things such as a lot of things about myself, such as myself having anger problems, tolerance problems, because when you're dealing with dogs, you have to have tolerance and be able to control your anger. And if you have them problems and you don't really recognize it, they'll bring it out of you. And either you're going to get it together or you're just not going to have them anymore.
Patrick Morandi is the warden here.
The dog stays with these guys 24 hours a day. These dogs, there's a primary handler and there's a secondary handler, and they're paired up. But when they get paired up, their whole job is to watch these dogs 24 hours a day. They bathe them, they care for them, they feed them, they train them, which training is any time that they're with them.
But after months of training, today is what's known as the bump, where the dogs will meet their prospective new clients. For the inmates, this means their dog is about to leave the prison to go finish their service dog training and live with their new client.
There's a lot of tears. The toughest guy in here cries whenever his dog leaves.
Amanda Anderson is the program manager at the St. Mary's Correctional Center for the Paws for People unit.
I couldn't imagine what they go through. I struggle sometimes, you know, because you do get attached. So, and with them, I mean, they're putting everything they have into that dog. But they know it's for a good cause, but it's still hard.
Oh, yeah, to see the dogs leave, it's always tough seeing them leave because they grew up with you. You know, I mean, you played a part in the getting them to where they need to be to go to somebody. And it's horrible seeing them leave. But you know it's for a good cause. That's what makes it a lot easier to look at. It's for a good cause. And you know you played a part in making somebody else's life better. That's what makes the feeling worth it. It's like it's a relief. Because I'm one that's always, my whole life, have been in trouble. So to finally give back, it's giving back. Not because somebody told me to, because I wanted to. And that's why it's a relief to see that you're actually doing something positive without being told you have to do it. It feels good to take a step and do something on your own that's actually good and be proud of it.
Cece Miller is the Deputy Operations Officer for the Paws for People Foundation. She says the inmate trainers go through a kind of emotional transformation as they realize the impact of their work.
But that's the thing with them is they're so humble, and this program has given them something that no other program has given them, and that's a piece of themselves back that they lost.
It would be nice to show that this program is helping prisoners rehabilitate back into society, but the program is so new that information isn't available yet. Still, Warden Morandi says he has seen a big difference in the inmate trainers.
I'm sure, based on what I've seen statistically, the guys in that program are much more well-behaved than guys in our general population area that we have out here.
W-A-V, good girl.
The inmates train the dogs 100 commands. The dogs learn how to serve disabled clients by doing things like opening a fridge.
That's it. That's it. Close it. Good girl. Good girl. That's it. Good girl. W-A-V-E. R-O-L-L. That's it.
The dogs are also trained to help veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder.
I'm going to walk toward Cole's trainer, and Cole will alert him by nudging his leg whenever I get within so many feet. And that's a command that we teach for veterans with post-traumatic stress. It assists them in knowing that there's someone close to them so they're not startled.
The Bump is a two-day event that takes place inside the prison's gymnasium. In front of a crowd of people, the dogs are introduced to their new clients one at a time.
I was apprehensive on having a dog, how a dog chooses its client, until I went and saw one. And, you know, it is a very emotional time. It's a very trying time for some of the clients to come into a facility. You know, they have anxiety issues anyway coming in here, but they come in and sit and they have a dog. And you'll actually see a dog who may not pay any attention to the client when he walks up to him. And in itself, that's sad. But then you'll see another dog walk through that just wants all the attention from that individual. That dog may have passed on three other persons, but the one person, it has this aura effect or whatever. So it's really there. And until you really see the Bump process or see what they're doing, I was skeptical till I saw the big picture.
Often, the dog will bump up against someone and nestle against their body when they feel a strong bond with that person.
The Bump reminds me, of an extent of that the dog senses things in them rather to the nature of whether they want to be there or not. Not so much as they're angry, but so much as what they're going through. They sense that. And if they can't deal with it, they don't want nothing to do with them. And that's beautiful.
I asked Stefan, what will it be like for him when Leo chooses his new client and they have to part ways?
What will help me get over that? I know I'm going to get another dog. But he's still not this dog, but I know I'm going to get another dog. And what's going to help me get over it is knowing that he's going somewhere that he's needed. He's not needed here. I might say I need him, but there's another one coming behind him. He's going where he's needed, where he can do some good for somebody, where he can make somebody else's life better. And he will. He'll make somebody else's life better. Today is Leo's birthday. He is a year old today. And I know I'm not going to have him too much longer, but while he was here, he made me happy.
The second day of the Bump, Leo the dog did find his match. Leo will be working as a medical alert service dog for a civilian client in Georgia who has post-traumatic stress disorder. Meanwhile, Stefan has a new puppy named Nolan that he's training as his next service dog. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd in St. Mary's.
And you can watch a video about the Pause for People inmate training program on our website, wvpublic.org. Tomorrow, we'll hear the final part of this series about therapy dogs and service dogs in West Virginia. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Keep up with all the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. You can send your comments to feedback@wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. Our producer is Ashton Mara. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Beth Voorhees.